Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
John Schreiner back with you, Connor Happer Show. Filling in on a Thursday. Good chat there with old Brunsy. I miss Michael Brunsy. We used to see each other quite a bit.
That's your soup guy, right?
Yeah. There's Sarah Baker Hansen and her husband, Matthew Hansen. They used to have a soup party in the winter, and they would invite various people. And I was entered into the club through my wife, who was a journalist at the time and had those connections. And that's where I met Michael Brunsy. So, haven't seen him since before we did the old COVID pause.
Remember COVID?
Remember when that was a thing? COVID, not a top five thing. Josh?
Not a top five thing, no.
You have some top five things.
I do. We kind of had some other things to do on the top five lists this week. So finally, just now getting around to, let's do top five John Beasley movies today.
Oh, John Beasley.
Omaha's own. Lost him this week.
Yep.
I think everyone in town has a John Beasley story.
Great guy.
He was not a hermit. If you lived in Omaha for any length of time, you probably bumped into him. You have a John Beasley story, or I saw him at fill in the blank here.
He shopped at the 120th and Fort Street Hy-Vee. That was his grocery store. You could see him in there on the reg. When I lived over, I lived in a townhouse over by there, and you'd see him in there all the time.
A man about town.
Yep.
And that's what we like. Now, obviously, John Beasley, not a huge star. So these are more movies with John Beasley instead of John Beasley movies.
A character actor, I think is what you'd call him.
Yes. Sometimes people are very quick to critique the language of these titles when they should just enjoy the ride. But we begin nonetheless. Number five.
God, come on. Take forever.
Number five.
Top five John Beasley movies. Number five. How about The General's Daughter, 1999, John Travolta, James Woods, James Cromwell.
It's a movie that I'm aware of, but have not seen.
When the body of Army Captain Elizabeth Campbell is found on a Georgia military base, two investigators, warrant officers Paul Brenner, played by John Travolta, and Sarah Sunhill, played by Madeline Stowe, are ordered to solve her murder. When they uncover it is anything but clear-cut, unseemly details emerge about Campbell's life, leading to allegations of a possible military cover-up.
Military cover-up.
Mm-hmm. Our friend John Beasley played one of the higher-ranking... Colonel Schlesinger, that was it.
Colonel Schlesinger, okay. Yeah, this is one that slipped under the radar.
Well,
in 99.
I don't know the last time anyone talked about The General's Daughter, but
did it? It didn't win any Academy Awards.
It did not. It won the "Hey, it's a rainy day on TNT. Why not play The General's Daughter" award? If that counts for anything in your
it counts
your
for something.
Book. Yeah. Now, three of these are sports movies.
Okay,
so we're gonna
get
there.
We're gonna get there. Everyone. I think I know what number one's gonna be.
Number four.
Number four is The Purge: Anarchy.
Okay, the Purge series has also escaped my viewing. I'm not up on the Purge.
The Purge, 24 hours, all crime is legal.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I understand the premise, but sure. I've just not watched
it. For people who don't, one night per year, the government sanctions a 12-hour period in which citizens can commit any crime they wish, including murder, without fear or punishment or imprisonment. Leo, a sergeant who lost a son, plans a vigilante mission of revenge during the mayhem. However, instead of a death-dealing avenger, he becomes the unexpected protector of four innocent strangers who desperately need his help if they are to survive the night. I believe John Beasley played one of those strangers.
Okay.
Needing protection. He ran a bodega of some kind. He played Papa Rico.
Papa Rico.
Papa Rico. Just fun to say.
Just looking at the cast, Michael Kenneth Williams was also in that movie.
Also RIP.
From The Wire.
Omar coming.
Omar.
Okay, now the rest are sports movies.
All right, let's do it.
Three. Combination of three and five.
Number three.
Look. I don't mean to zig when others are going to zag.
All right.
Rudy is a fine movie.
Okay.
But it is overrated. Rudy is number three.
Okay. I'm on board. Rudy's a fine movie.
Okay.
It's also a lie.
He was offsides.
The Rudy story is, by most accounts, wildly untrue.
Yes. Do I need to read the synopsis of Rudy?
I don't think we need to give our audience the synopsis of Rudy. Okay. I think if they're listening to 1620 The Zone on a Thursday afternoon in June, they don't need the synopsis of Rudy. And
that's
if they
fair.
Do,
that's fair.
That's not what we're here for. Okay?
This is a 201 class.
Right.
You got to come in with a base knowledge.
You're behind. Catch up.
Yeah, a lot of people like one traditional underdog movie was going to become the underdog sports movie that everyone and Rudy
Rocky.
Became. Yeah, yeah. Rocky's the one.
Yeah. Rudy is, look, for a football movie, Rudy's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place in the 60s. Is that right?
That sounds about right.
And 1960s football was, you know, not necessarily as exciting as today's football. But as a movie, yeah, it's fine. I liked it.
John Beasley played Coach Warren in the movie specifically.
It's a, it's one of those movies that, like, for people of our age, Josh, we're of similar age. You saw it when you were fairly young, and it was like, oh my goodness, this movie.
This is a movie.
This is inspirational, right? Like, anybody could play college football. If Rudy could do it.
I could do it.
Anybody could.
Yeah.
And that is great for a kid. But when you're an adult and you watch it and you realize that most of that stuff didn't actually happen, some of the luster comes off.
Definitely, definitely. Now, two sports movies left. What are they going to be?
I know one for sure.
Okay.
Here comes two.
Number two.
Number two is a plucky little movie that just weaves its way into the inner workings of the Connor Happer Show when it really shouldn't as much as it does. Number two is Little Big League.
Yep.
Little Big League.
Little Big League.
Not the movie, not the 90s baseball movie that everyone remembers, but
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. John Beasley played the security guy at the ballpark, and he was always shooing the kids away and then eventually protecting the kids from other adults who may think a bunch of children don't belong roaming around the grounds of the Metrodome. Roberts was his name. There it is.
Little Big League to me is like a story about analytics taking over baseball. Because the kid is all into the stats, right?
Okay, yeah.
He knows all the stats. Mm-hmm. He knows all the things. And all the other managers are like, no, you can't do those things because those are stats and you can't do stats. You got to do baseball stuff, not number stuff, right?
You have to have seen 10,000 baseball games before you could talk about baseball.
Yeah. So that's really, like, Little Big League is about analytics.
Yeah. I never thought of it that way, but I think you're right. I think you're onto something there. Number one, what is the other sports movie that Omaha's own John Beasley was in? Did you guess correctly?
Oh, I know I did.
Okay.
Make it so, number one.
Number one.
The 1992 classic. It's probably his smallest of the five roles on this list.
But it's definitely the biggest movie.
It is The Mighty Ducks.
I simultaneously love and loathe The Mighty Ducks movie.
Oh, expand on that.
Okay, so I love The Mighty Ducks movie because as a kid, it was one of my introductions, a kid growing up in small town southern Nebraska, mm-hmm. where hockey is not a thing that people do. It was one of my introductions to the sport of hockey, which I now truly enjoy.
Okay. That's
right.
So that tracks.
It holds this sort of special place for me of like, that's when I started caring about hockey, when I saw the Mighty Ducks. Now, the hockey in the Mighty Ducks is insanely unrealistic, and the Mighty Ducks D2 is worse than even that, right? The flying V is not a thing that will ever happen in any sort of organized hockey game.
I was an embarrassingly old age before I realized no team's ever going to do that.
No.
Like, I kept waiting, like, oh, he's standing behind the net. He's getting ready. They're going to do it. Flying V, they're going to do it. And no, they never did it. They never did it.
We're talking about two different movies, but from D2, the knuckle puck. You don't want to shoot the puck when it's sitting on its edge.
It's knuckle.
That's
puck
a time. Bad shot. Mm.
I don't know. Seemed to go in pretty well for Keenan.
And the triple deke is not a move. The triple deke is not any sort of special move in hockey.
Breaking my heart here.
It's just three deeks. That's all it is. Everybody does that. That's not anything special. Everybody does that. That's nobody's special thing. So that's why I simultaneously love and loathe the Mighty Ducks.
John Beasley played the father of the Hall brothers in this movie. And
he's like, the scene that comes to mind is him standing at the top of the bleachers, pumping his fist and yelling when they're beating the Hawks.
The one that comes to mind for me is he's in the locker room and he tells Gordon Bombay, hey, I'm taking time off of work from the factory to see my kids play, and you're going to pull this crap? No, sir. Teach my kids to play the game the right way.
When they're taking dives?
Yeah.
Good. That's a great top five. Great tribute to Omaha's own John Beasley. Well done, Josh.
It's the tribute he would have wanted, I'm sure.
So, sad. It's a sad passing in John Beasley. And he had the John Beasley Theater as well, which was like a community theater.
Uh-huh. And they're going to try and put some more money back into that now that he has left us, which sad that it comes to that. But
I hung around the acting scene a little bit while I was in college. And met quite a few folks who had performed at the John Beasley Theater. Nobody had anything but great things to say about it. He will certainly be missed here in the community. But there's Josh's top five John Beasley movies. If you missed anything today, you can go back and catch it on the radio replay. If you wondered, hey, what did Josh do for odd news today? Go check it out. It was pretty good.
Boom. It's right there. It's very well labeled.
We'll start the last hour of the Connor Happer Show after this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.